sugya still so close to Pesach?
Probably get double schus in Talmud Torah. They're holding in the still in the sugyas. Okay, so we're discussing the sugya of Roidev, and we're discussing the specific sugya of the Roidev of an Uber. So let's just explain how we come to this. You all remember it's Olas Perek Zayin. Mishnah Zayin, Mishnah Vav in this edition. Again, just to create the context again, where our learning begins the Vav Machteris. How Vav Machteris, the Torah identifies, the Mishnah identifies as being Nidin Hashem Soifei. That's why we're coming to Vav Machteris. What's Hashem Soifei? Hashem Soifei is that he has Kavanah to kill, the Ritzicha. So therefore, the Nirdav, the Nignav, is the right of Hashkel Hargoy. So first we discuss the ramifications of him being seen as a roidev lagavi dini momenis. Ein leidom lagavi dini momenis. And then we went to the etzem adin. That ein leidomim means that he's nidon ki roidev. And that gives the nignav and even a third party the right to take out the roidev. And in this sugyo we began to analyze the sugyas of Roidev, which we'll finish with Hashem either tomorrow or next week when we do the Omer Aleph Ein Gemara Omer Aleph. Our major mahalach in the sugya of Roidev was noticing that the Nirdav is that there are two parts to the din of Roidev. One is being koiveya achal Hashem b'skirov's mahalach ein leidomim ish leidomim, establishing that the status of the Roidev, just like the Bob Machteris, the Torah establishes him as being a Roidev, even though you and I, without the Chiddush, would not do that. We'd call him a Ganav. But the Chiddush of the Sugya is that this kind of a Ganav becomes a Roidev, and that has Halachas of Roidev. Right? Not all the Halachas of Roidevs that we have to discuss still. There's a Chiddush between the Hasra of a Bob Machteris and the Hasra of a bona fide classic Roidev. We'll discuss whether the din of an Efshalatziloi beragloi beibarechad, does that apply to Bob Machteris? It's not entirely the same. But we pointed out that there are two parts to the din of Roidev. One is the Kiviyas, the Chalashem, establishing, and with the Yersameach, we explained why that is necessary. When it's a mukher has to be done, and then is the din itself of the heter to kill in Bob Machteris, and the chiyuv to kill in the classic case of Roidev, right? That's, and then we just in the context of whether a Roidev requires hasra, so that opens up the sugya of hasra that we'll get back to. The hasra has different parts to it. That there's Hasra, our sugya establishes Hasra as being a requirement in the Maisa Beis Din, right? And we see that there's the different aspects to Hasra. Does Hasra require Kabbalah or not Kabbalah? And then does the Roidev require Hasra? And that discussion brought us into the question of a koton, because a koton is not a bar hasra, and yet is there a din of roidev lagabei a koton? Machloikas hunav chizda, and the machloikas of whether there's a din of roidev with respect to koton, then had to be analyzed via the Mishnah that says it seems to say there is a din of roidev lagabei an uber and the koton gadol mizeh. So now we're focusing on the din of an uber, which now transposes the din from the parish of Roidev per se to a much different case. A case where somebody was thrust into the situation where they are a Roidev. Right? The Uber did not decide to be a Roidev. So the sugya of Uber then takes the din of Roidev and moves it from a criminal, a Rasha, away from a Ganav, the Nidon Hashem Soifei, and now to a case situation where you have two people are in contest for life. Two people are struggling against each other for life. So in this case, it happens to be the Uber and the mother. So then Mishan Ola says, Aisha Shimaksha Lele. The mother and the Uber are in contest. Mother wins. Chayel koymin lechayev. Mishnah does not explain exactly why. Yotzer ruboy a noigin boy she'ein doichin nefesh b'mnei nefesh. Pashto says the Rambam would say perish mishnayis. This sugya does not even introduce the idea of roide per se. The Mishnah. The Mishnah only introduces, you would look at this Mishnah and you would say, Kipash, like you said yesterday, this is simply a question of nefesh mipnei nefesh. The din, ein doichin nefesh mipnei nefesh, the din which you could develop based on svara, machozi, the domcha stomach me domoi, right? You could simply mitam svara. You could come to this conclusion from the din of Yehoring Val Yavor, Yehoring Val Yitzach, right? You can come to Ein Doichin Nefesh Me Nefesh from either this angle, Kra Svara. And all this mission is adding is that with respect to the din of Nefesh, Bipnei Nefesh, that starts at Leda. And before Leda, we would say, Doichin nafshei shul ubar mipnei nafshei shul ima chayel koymin lechayev. That there's a point in time when we say that the mother's life takes precedence, and there's a point in time when we say the mother's life no longer takes precedence. So pashtus, you finish the Mishnah, you would say this is a din of nefesh mipnei nefesh. Comes to our sugya. And our sugya only quotes the second half of the Mishnah. Ayin beis amid beis. Eis ve Rav Chisda le Rav Huna. If Chisda says, Rav Huna holds that Roidev applies to Katan. There is no requirement of Asra. The Katan is not a Bardas. He cannot be held responsible for his activities. Right? This will become a central discussion in the Sugya we'll learn tomorrow with Hashem. And that is Roidev. How do you classify Roidev? Do you classify Roidev as the din of Hatzolam, as the din of being Matzil, the Roidev Me'aveira? Is it an Oynesh? So that might be part of the what we have to learn from Chizba Vunis din. Katan Roidev, Nitla Silvan Avshay, Zachirish. He's not a bar mitzvah. He's not a bar das. He can still be a roidev. So right now we're looking at this from the perspective of Asra. Asra has no significance like Abi Akotan. He's not a bar das. So what does it mean? So Rav Chisda asked Rav Huna. So Rav Huna said, fine, there's no Asra, Cotton. Rav Huna said, Pikoach Nefesh, Pikoach Nefesh, Pikoach Nefesh. That's it. Says Rav Chisda to Rav Huna, and Rav Chisda apparently says, Katan is not Nidlan Silvan Avshay, right? Can't give Masra. Rav Chisda apparently would say, sorry, a Katan is, you can't take out a Katan. He's not responsible for his for what he's doing. Apparently, the Raidev is not only a din of Pilach Nefesh. Raidev is a din of nefesh, mipnei nefesh. So Raidev, that cotton, you don't have, you're stuck. Person's stuck, just like a Jew is stuck if a guy wants to force the Jew to do Ritzicha, and it's Yehorig Ba'al Yavar, and we say, Ein Deichin Nevesh Bipnei Nefesh, we don't say Zachar Reidev, we don't say that that the guy wants Reuven to kill Shimon. We don't say Shimon became a Reuven, and if not, the guy will kill Reuven. So Shimon became a Reidev. We say, Ein Tadin, my chazi, the Damach Sumik Tzei, so the same thing over here, it's like cotton. I can't hold him responsible. Mimela, ain't derech and nezri nefesh. It's not a roidif. So we're stuck. So Eisa Chizler Huna, how can you tell me that cotton or roidif didn't let silum and apshay yotzer roishay ain't noigin boy? Lush ain't derech and nefesh, but they nefesh. Right? And again, we're going to a case. It's not redifa. It's an uber. It's not redifa. There's no. It's a different kind. But there are two lives, it's nefesh, mipnei nefesh. So what's the din? Ein, doichin, nefesh, mipnei nefesh. So now, Rav Huna's b'mai, chiddush, huge chiddush over here. Roidefu, which were makabel. This also was a roidef. Roidef does not have to be a criminal. Roidef means that two lives are in contest with each other. Where it says... So that's Rav Huna says to Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda says to Rav Huna, according to you, why do we say Ein Deichin Nefesh Mipnei Nefesh? We've been dinner Pikuach Nefesh. The Kodens are Reidev. So Gemara says, so now we defend Rav Huna and say, Mishmaya Korad Filei. The Rabbanim is the Reidev over here, not the Uber. What was the answer that the Gemara gives for Rav Huna? Mishmaya Korad Filei, and therefore, no?
It's not a
Rodef. What?
It's not a
Rodef.
No what?
It's not a Rodef.
And therefore, he's not a Rodef, right? He's not a Rodef. The Rebbein Hashem is using, it's like the Reb Chaim will do Rit Hashem, the first Reb Chaim in the Sefer. Reuven throws Shimon onto Levi. Right? So Shimon is a human cannon. Right? The baby, the Uber, is a human cannon. The bunch is right there. No. Mishmaya Korad Filei. But the baby's not a right there. Why is the baby so again, Rav Chizda says to Rav Huna, the cotton should be seen as a roidev, the uber should be seen as a roidev. Why? Because if you're telling me a cotton can be a roidev, an uber can be a roidev. A cotton without asra can be a roidev. And that means 5-year-old, 6-year-old, what do you say? I don't know what the age is going to be. Picks up a knife, has a gets to a tantrum, picks up a knife, right? A delinquent. So, halacha is, machlekes, Rav Huna says, it's a roidef. So Rav Chizda says, if that's the case, an uber is also a roidef. How can we distinguish? What's the age going to be? Right? Pikuach nefesh. So the Gemara says, we're going to defend Rav Huna in saying that in this particular case, Mishamaya Korad Filei. Mishamaya Korad Filei. Mishamaya Korad Filei, right? Is that what she's adding exactly? Mishamaya Korad Filei. In other words, she's not, what's she going to do?
No, he says the kid is a rodef.
Was that?
No. The kid is a roidef. No, it comes from the son. Saying that the mother isn't the one being roidef on the son, maybe you would have a havamina to also kill the mother. Meaning,
no.
Mishmaya karat vila, the son is being a roidef, but it comes from the mishmaya. Mishmaya.
The Rebbe Shlom is the karat vila ime. Right? It's not to the kusamar. Yotzer rusha, roisha, beisha makshaleli rum sukenes. Tani Reisha. Hachayif v'shedes yodav v'chayit chosayu mitziyosi leivarim. Dekol zman shal yotzalav yirulim lav nefesh hu. Right, that's v'nitan lahor goyu latzilis imoy. That's what Rashi was medayik in the Mishnah. Right, the Mishnah does not say that exactly, right? The Mishnah says chayel koyim l'chayif. Rashi explains lav nefesh hu. Right? Not a nefesh. V'nitan lahorgoy ulatz, and therefore, because he's not a nefesh, right? The best way to say it is uber yerechimoy. It's like doing surgery on the mother to save the mother. Of course, if we do surgery on the mother, save the mother, right? You just like you say, can we kill a finger to save the mother? Yeah, we say kill the finger to save the mother, right? Not nefesh. Avul yotzer roishoy. Ein noigim bar lahargoy. Tavele ki yolud. Ve ein doichin nefesh. Ve nefesh. Right? Kasha av sheva ben vichri. So two terutzim. Moim ben malchus chayim misa. Or that they're all going to die anyways. Right? But that's, so again, so what's the upshot of the sugya? What's the upshot of the sugya? When it comes to abortion, are we looking at abortion where the mother's life is in danger? Pregnancy that threatens a mother's life. Is it the parsha of Roydev or is not the parsha of Roydev? So Suya seems to say, no? Who's that? Mishamai Karat Filet. It's not the parsha of Roydev. Different parsha. It's a parsha of two nefoshes. At what point do we say that the two nefashas are equal status? And at what point do we say that they are not an equal status? All right? So until the baby is born, they are not an equal status? Right? Doesn't mean that the baby is no status. All right? The way I said it, that's a separate issue. I took a very strong side. All right? And what status does the baby have? Does the baby have the status of being uber yerech? Uber yerech imoy means just another limb, or is uber lav yerech imoy, it is a quasi life and not full life. It is a sub nefesh, but a nefesh. That's a machloikis. What status does the baby have? But we know one thing: the baby status is not the same as the mother's status until birth. Birth, pella. This woman is a yeda sefer. She runs an institution. Maybe she's a CEO. Maybe whatever she is. Maybe she's a Great mechaneches or something. This is a baby's yotzel avir olam. Allah is when it comes to dinner v'tzicha, mayachozi is on the sumach tefei. Right, quality of life. Not a player. Good. That's the sugya. That would be the sugya. The Rambam quotes this sugya. It's a bomb of Rambam, right? Neshu kiroidev achalahorga. We just said mishmai kirad filay. She's not a roidev, right? So Rambam now, exactly where the Rambam's coming, highly mshadlan. So you have to figure it out, but. Our first concern in Rambam is the inner consistency of the Rambam himself. How do you read the din? You understand the chiddush of the Rambam. When the Gemara says Mishamai Karat Filei, the Rambam says, and in the place where we would for sure say Mishamai Karat Filei, and the Rambam is a double chiddush. Number one, he says it's parsha of Roydev. Number two, he refers to the part of the Mishnah that the Mishnah said is not even a candidate for Radifa. Roydev, if he was born already. If it wasn't born, that was the part of the Mishnah which our sugya did not quote. That wasn't part of the Kasha. So when the Rambam says that Memnei Shuki Roydev Achrei Lahorga, and therefore he can kill the Uber, so we're asking Rambam, why did he do this? It was a nice Mishnah. It was not a different Roydev, and we didn't need a Hesber for this part. This is the one part of the Mishnah that when the Rambam writes was Pasha, instead it was Pasha. Right? So the Kashas and Rambam are There's a kash in terms of how he learns pshat in our sugya. That's kash number one. Kash number two is, what was the echreyach of the Rambam to add in kiroidev achre l'orga? Was that?
Is this before or after she gave birth?
Before. Okay. Oh, while giving birth. Mm.
But before Rosho?
Yeah, so the baby's not born. The baby's not born yet. Ve'em mishahoytzi Roshoi Seifa, if he's born, ain't noigin boy shein doichin b'nei nefesh. Good. Then the Rambam ends, v'zeo mitiva shaloyla. What's the Rambam Moisev? V'zeo mitiva shaloyla. That would be an intuitive response, right? Right, the intuitive response, but you have to understand. So those are even without opening up a Reb Chaim, those that we have to that should bother us, right?
Why?
I don't understand the second question. The second question is a very simple question. What is Rambam adding to the Shoyla? That's all, right? But this more powerful question is, why is the Rambam telling us that the ratio of the mission, the din of roidev. I don't need the din of roidev to explain that to me. The Gemara says it's not roidev. So why did the Rambam say it is roidev? And what was the echreich of the Rambam to say the first part of the Mishnah, which we understood without any esberim, didn't need a bar to nur, even the parish of Mishnayah says you don't need a parish to this. Apella. When he was in his teenager, he wrote, Dover Poshad Mioid. Right? Because not a nefesh, Chayel Koidman. Then when the Rambam wrote the Yad Chazokah, so instead of saying Chayel Koidman, instead of saying that Dover is Ein Ton Hezber, when I was a teenager, it was patently clear to me, right? 12 years old, about Pesach Mishnayos, didn't have any problems. And now he says, Achidish, Kiroidev. What's that? What is the Rambam gain by saying Kiroidev? Right? Next. Then the next kasha is if he's a roidef when he's inside, so why isn't he a roidef when he's outside? Once you're gonna tell him he's kiroidef, so then imishaitzi roishi neigen boy, why? Is Vaiter a roidef? Certainly when you learn the sugya, when you're coming from the sugya, you'd say that. The Gemara didn't even discuss the baby in the inside; it only discussed him on the outside. And then Yesh Ladon with Lefichach. Whenever you see Lefichach, you have to understand the Rambam. You have to understand what's the Rambam? What's the therefore? Right? What do we need a therefore? Why does the Rambam say Hayu Chachamim? By the way, Lefichach Hayu Chachamim. Lefichach. Chazal gave us a Hayra. Rambam is full of Hayroys of Chazal. Right? When does the Rambam say, now I want to tell you Hayru Chachamim? Then, the Lefichach is coming from this din that we've been learning the Sugya, and we didn't even come across this. Harizu mitzvahs loy saaseh, shalochus al nefesh eroidef. Rambam has in the beginning of Hilchos Reitzeiach, in the don't have it, the Kuteret, the Rambam says that the pasuk of Leisochos Eincha, v'im Einan Yecholin Matzilin Oisa V'Nafshoi Shenemar Leisochos Eincha Olam. Right, a pasuk in Kiseitze. Kinotzu anoshim yachtov. Two guys are fighting. Ish v'yachiv. The korva ishas ho'echon latzilas hu isha miyad makeyu. And one of the wives wants to save her husband. And she's going to terribly embarrass one of the guys. So, Vedish halach is the what? That she has to pay for what she has to pay for her, for the busha. One of the Mephorshim, I forget who points this out, and the Mekoris Gedolis says, what's this doing over here? Because the previous parasha was Chalitza. In Chalitza, there's a din that we are Mevayish, the brother, he doesn't want to do Chalitza. Right? The process of Chalitza is that we're saying, this guy doesn't want to be making shame. So once we just have a heter for Busha now, so then we put the din of Bushir. Yechzika, v'shulcha yoda eni desh yechzika. V'katzoysam leisochus ein chumen ever leisochus malal moment af kan moment. It's a dinner moment, all right. But there is another, but the Gemara Baba Kama has another medrash halach on it. The medrash mum shichol hatzil ayidei davar acher. Right? When do we say v'katzotzas kapa? When does she get punished? If she was, would have been able to save her husband in another way. Amol eina yichol hatzil ayidei davar acher. But if he can't, if she cannot save another way, nasam yoda kishliach bezin upturah. Which again gives us another support, very strong support for what we've been developing in the last few days. The Gemara says that this din of Leisoches Eincha is, when it's acted out properly, is Kshliach Meizdin. Right? We'll understand even better in the Ram Hilchos Sefer Mitzvahs. The Ram Sefer Mitzvahs. She is yonu shelo lochos al nefesh haroidev. Pasuk. Ubeir zeh. So this is another chiddush of the Rambam. Oh, we haven't learned this, right? If we were to say, where is the din of roidev and chumash? We would have said, leisam adam reyecha. Right? We would have said that ein moishiyala from an oines. And we would have said from the pasuk of benoyach, ki kolmake, is that? No, benefe kolmake hemake dama yishafech. What's the pasuk? Shayvech dama odam ba odam. Right, there's three psukim. What happened? Where's leisachis? Rambam says leisachis al nefesh eraydev. There's a din. The din of roidev is not having rachmanas on the roidev, right? The din reish sani beis me'arog hachotei kishenira kvar osachet shenaschayv lo hariga. This is the din that we cannot kill a murderer without bringing him to beis, as we discussed. And this, the next is that if we are about to catch someone who's going to be doing a chait, if we can hold them back, we're obligated to hold them back. If he doesn't want, nilcham boy, we'll fight him. The Rambam says it's not every single avera. The Ezu Yaveira Shatiya says no. He says Roidev and Royas. Those are the two Aveiras that we're told we have to be willing to kill the pursuer of the Chait, the Rasha. Pasuk, Oser, Leisochis, Ein Cholov. Achilish Rambam. That Leisochis, Ein Cholov becomes the source of the din of our sugi roidev. One second, right? Kol haharig nefesh. We did this yesterday. Leisirtzach, fine. Good. So far we have our kashas and Rambam. Says Rav Chaim, for hekshu al zeh, mehodisu b'sanhedrin. Kasha number one that Rav Chaim has is from our sugya. What's the kasha from our sugya? Because mishamai karadvei vary means habre dule habre roidev. The uber is not a roidev. Vary kain sima rambam, and that's what the Rambam at the end says, the zeu tiva shalaylam. That's the Rambam's way of saying this is the way the world is working, and he's not a roidev. Then kain, says Rambam Chaim, so that's the case, why do we say that the uber is a roidev? If the vlad's not a roidev, how's the uber going to be a roidev? Ubitama mishnu tzorach loymar to lahachi b'layotzer mishn hargan oisai mishum nedan avi nefesh. He says the pshan the mishnah is because the uber's not a nefesh yet. Ablamasha kosev a rambam to lahachi hargan mishum din roidev. He says that tzorachi. All right, that's the kash of the rambam. Ubeir das a ramza nira. Right, so now Rav Chaim explains. We're having to explain this Rambam that the Uber is not a Roidev. The Uber is a Roidev, and the Vlad is not a Roidev. Map Hezbra Advar. Yisoy din Arvigas a Roidev, haloyu mi din atzolas a nirdev. So, first Ha'or of the Rambam of Rav Chaim is that as we, this is, we're getting ahead of ourselves. We will have to discuss what is the basis for Roidev. Is the basis for Roidev we want to punish the Roidev? Is the basis for Roidev we want to stop the Roidev from doing an Aveira, Rashi and Tava Yimon Aleph? Is the basis of Roidev we want to save the girl from being raped? We want to save the guy from getting killed? What is the, right? Rashi and Ein Bezim and Bezis, Pikuach Nefesh. So Rav Chaim begins by saying, "Yisoy din roidev bikuach nefesh, v'ikorush a nefesh a roidev nidcha, v'nei bikuach nefesh an nirdav." And what allows us to kill the roidev? Hezber advarim. We will learn. The Rambam says that if a person already committed ritzicha, they're edim, perfect edim. Halach is you can't take out the guy; you have to bring him to a beis din. What allows us to kill the roidev? Pikuach nefesh shel nirdav. Why don't we say, "Harei hu nefesh v'hu nefesh, pikuach nefesh of nirdav." Uchidatanya b'sanedrin. What's the raya? Raya number one is ayin dalad amar aleph, that if one can stop the mitzicha by maiming the roidev. And one does not do that, so then one's chayiv misa. So I had the same guy, he's doing the same act, but says, I would be able to stop him from killing by doing something other than killing him, I become a ritzich, I kill him. So you see that it's not that the roidev, it's not a punishment for the roidev, because then he deserves the same punishment, irrespective of whether I can take him out with maiming him, right? It's not that the roidev became a bar katola, and that's why I'm going to be killing him, because he is a bar katola. So the fact that if the third party doesn't do the minimum required, he's chayiv misa, means that pikuach nefesh is the driving force of the din of roidev. Ella. B'kol mokeh min dechi nefri nefesh, hach b'roidev, hagzer sekosuv, de nafri nidcha. And the Rambam says, Rav Chaim explains, so once you say pikuach nefesh, so who gives us the right to say, I'm going to save the life of Levi by killing the life of Shimon? Who allowed me to make the cheshbon? I can make the cheshbon. Shimon wants to kill Levi. I have no idea what Levi did to Shimon. Right? For all I know, she was a girl or dumb. I don't know. But I certainly don't know whose life is more worthy. It looks like, I would say, one guy is doing a miser, Rishus, and another is a victim. Right? What happens if I find Shimon's a huge tzaddik, Levi's a big Rasha, Shimon's running after Levi? Halach is Shimon's a levitev. So who gave me the right to say that I'm going to save Levi's life at the expense of Shimon's life? Gzeres akosov, the nafshei nidcha. V'arei zeh ulav shakosov Rambam. And where do we learn this din from? Leilochus al nefesh aroidev. Don't have rachmonos on the roidev. So the Rambam is saying, the Rebbe Shlomo said, don't have rachmonos on the roidev. What does that mean? Don't have rachmonos on the roidev. Right. Right. Don't have rachmonos means if I have rachmonos, what's going to happen?
I'm
going to
kill him.
And
he's going
to
kill someone else.
So the Torah says don't have rachmonos. That means something's supposed to happen. Something's supposed to happen. Right. And that is I'm supposed to save somebody's life. So don't have rachmonos. And the right day, if you have a job to do, save the other guy's life. So the Rambam says that phrase, don't have rachmonos, means I'm supposed to do something. There's something that is motivating not to have rachmonos. Something won't get done if I have rachmonos. What's that? So the Rambam says, in the lashon of don't have rachmonos is the din that this pikuach nefesh has to happen. But so loymar, shenay loy nodun bozel loymar, shein deichen nefesh nefesh. Leisachis means don't make cheshbonos nefesh nefesh. Right? In kol hagzeres hakosav deroidev urak ba'atzmi shel eroidev sheyidchem nebikuach nefesh shel nirdav amol ikar atzolah shel nirdav mishum din bikuach nefesh. So now the Reb Chaim says a chakira. That's unusual for Reb Chaim, but he has a chakira. He says, is the din, this din that we just learned, pikuach nefesh, is this the pikuach nefesh of kol haTorah kula, or is it a new din of pikuach nefesh of Reidev? Hezra advarim. Are we saying, is a Kadosh Baruch Hu saying, you should know the Reidev doesn't deserve to live? All right? I have no achrayus to do anything. Kadosh Baruch Hu's kevei is keveya. All right? But since he doesn't deserve to live, he has pikuach nefesh. Right? Is the din? There's two ways to look at the din. One is the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Leisam al dam reyecha." Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "He can't stand by and watch Levi getting killed. I'm stuck. The only way to save Levi is to kill Shimon. I can't kill Shimon." Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "He can kill Shimon. I have to save Levi's life." And the Kadosh Baruch Hu tells me, "I'm downgrading the value of Shimon's life." Before he was a nefesh, he's a nefesh minus. So you can go ahead and say, I told you before, I have rachmonas. No rachmonas. All right? That's one look at the din. Pikuach nefesh b'chol haTorah kula. Or do we say that Kadosh Baruch Hu was machadish, the din of Reidev, a new din of pikuach nefesh? What does that mean, a new din of pikuach nefesh? A din, that, in other words, the fact that Reuven is running after Shimon, that gives me an added responsibility to save Shimon's life. If Shimon would be drowning, if Shimon would be chased by a lion, now that Shimon's being chased by a roidev, I have leisamoit and leisochus enchol. Right? Torah does not say, don't have rachmanas and the lion chasing Shimon. That's the regular time of Reyecha. Then Rachmonos and the Reidev. Vayistachoyz. Right, Reb Chaim says, Vayistachoyz, if you're told, don't Rachmonos, that means don't not do what you're supposed to do. So is that phrase, don't not do what you're supposed to do, the regular din pikuach nefesh, don't not do leisamoy? I don't know if I got the negatives right. Or is the Rebbeinu Shlomo saying, there is a din of leisamid, and now there's a new din of leisachis. It says Reb Chaim, I think it's the second. What are the rayas he brings? He brings three rayas. Right? Raya number one is that the Gemara quotes a pasuk legabe ben Noach. Right? The pasuk that the Gemara quotes, Shofech dom ha'odom be'odom. Dom ha'yishofech is a pasuk from Noach. And then the Reb Chaim explains that there is a din of Raya legabe ben Noach, even though there is no din of Pikuach Nevesh legabe ben Noach. Right? There's no din of Leisamin, Lagabi ben Noach. I don't have to start the different requirements. There are requirements. Right now, the halacha is that we expend the same effort in saving a goy, we save a Jew because of Pikuch Nevesh of a Jew. But Mehikra din, it's two different parshas. Pikuch Nevesh of a Jew is one standard of effort. Pikuch Nevesh is a different standard of effort. Different halachas. So the fact that I have the din of Reinef Lagabe Ben Noach means there must be another din, right? In other words, I can't say Leisoches Ein Cholov means don't not do Leisamri. Because I learn, because the Gemara says the din that I, the Rambam, am deriving from Leisoches, the Gemara derives from Ben Noach. And Rambam, I'm telling you, it's the same din. Right? So if the din that I'm deriving from Leisoches is the din the Gemara derives from Ben Noach, so it could not be Leisoches and don't do Leisamri. Don't neglect Leisamri. It must be a new din. Alright? Raya number two is that we learn it from Arayas. We learn the din of Yeroidei from Arayas. So the halacha could not be Pikuach Nefesh Mechol Torah Kula. It has to be some new kind. Why? Because I'm saving a person. When I take out the Yeroidei from Arayas, I'm not saving the life of the woman. And yet that's the makor for the din of Pikuach Nefesh Yeroidei. So it simply could not be the same din of Pikuach Nefesh, right? And the third raya is no. Those are the two rayas. Says Reb Chaim, and I think that the din of Uber is the new din of Pikuach Nefesh. Avonu Ladon. All right, Asher Lefi Zem. Now that I established this new Yisoin, that the Bikuach Nefesh of Roidev is a different din of Bikuach Nefesh. It's not the regular din of Bikuach Nefesh. The Lachi Ushakos of a Rambam. Now I will explain to you why. The Rambam has to say that the Uber is Kiroidev. Mishum the Sphere Lay, because the Rambam holds the Din Bikuach Nefesh, or Kolotari Kulu, Behemes Habidina, the Gam Uber, Bechlal Nefesh, Ven in Nidchem, the Nefesh Acherim. Vin Bonulat Sil, Nefesh, Ben Nafshe, Shulu Uber, Chodle Habiroidev, Habidina, the Ein Matsilim. Vial Kain Gam Hochem, Bonuludun, Bishum Din Bikuach Nefesh, Kolotari, Lehoy Uber Nidche. Says the Rambam, if I wouldn't have a suya of Reidev, and I have a question, a hospital ethical question, a mother is in labor, the child is not yet born, if we let the mother proceed in labor, she'll die. If we don't let the mother proceed in labor, the only way that we can save the mother's life is by terminating the pregnancy, killing the Uber. Not born yet. Says the Rambam, if I only had the din of Pikuach Nefesh Bechol Torah Kula, I would say, stuck. Can't do anything. Leisam Adam Riecha would apply equally to the Uber as it would to the mother. Can't do it. I'm stuck. Can't. Ein Deich Nefesh Nefesh. However, The Rambam says, that's what the Rambam has to say, that Hare zu mitzvahs leisasa shlechos al nefesh ha-roidev lefichach, because I have this new din, therefore Chazal explained to us shu'uber shimak sheleili mituch lachtei v'mei v'mei shu'u kim roidev acharel lahorga. So therefore the din of leisachis applies to the uber, right? Virak bedinat sola mur ben nirdav hu davei dina du uber nidche bat sola zu. Zeo shakos a Rambam to kirvay nevachrel lahargam. Right? Hold on. Right? Now he's going to say, where does Rucham get this from? So Rucham, v'yisoyin adover, and the basis for this chiddush, again, what's the chiddush? That pikuach nefesh and kol haTorah kula applies equally to an uber, and therefore Pikuach nefesh v'chol haTorah kula would not yield the din of saving the mother's life, and there must be a new din of pikuach nefesh. How do I know that? Because pikuach nefesh v'chol haTorah kula is based on the pasuk of v'chai b'hem v'lo yishayomus b'hem. How do I know that a person is not moisa nefesh for shmirah Shabbos v'chai b'hem liyomus b'hem? How do a person not moisa nefesh for kashrus v'chai liyomus b'hem? A person's moisa nefesh for mitzicha, royos, and navodah zarah, special limud. Everything else is governed by v'chai b'hem. Says the Rambam, v'chai b'hem. So what's v'chai b'hem? V'chai b'hem is that every mitzvah is waived in order to be able to save somebody's life. Pikuach nefesh overrides every mitzvah, right? So he says, if I have a mother and a uber, I have two people, two Jews, and they're not roidef, I have limited resources. I only have resources for one, right? Two guys in the desert, and there's only resources for one. So what determines halacha? Do I say pikuach nefesh, saving Reuven's life, overrides starving Shimon? They say that they should fight it out. I say v'chai b'hem is a din that v'lishomus b'hem. So therefore, Reuven has the goods. He's not mechuyev hashomus aveda. It was going to kill him. B'chaibem. So I have now an uber and a mother, two lives. Who do I save? Pikuach nefesh for both of them. So the pikuach nefesh of one is not decha, the pikuach nefesh of the other one. How do I know that b'chaibem applies even to an uber? He says, I'll give you a raya, because the Gemara in Yom Kippur says that if a mother has hunger pangs while she is pregnant, she's allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. She must eat on Yom Kippur. And the Gemara and the Rishonim argue as to whether that is referring to the mother. If she doesn't eat, the mother will die or the uber will die. Right? So they see that the Rambam says it is entirely possible that to save the life of the uber, you're going to eat on Yom Kippur. That's the din of v'chai b'hem. So you see, v'chai b'hem applies to an uber, right? V'chai b'hem simply be in order. The Gemara says mutam sheyachal alav Shabbos achas kidei sheyishmach Shabbos harbe. So you see that it's only done on Shem Osin. So once you understand that V'chaibem applies to, then the V'chaibem has two or three other indications that weren't Erechim, that V'chaibem applies to an Uber as well. Alright? So that's the case. If I have Uber versus mother, have to. So normally we say that v'chaybem allows me for it. V'chaybem is the source of the din of pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh is leisam damriecha, right? I have two leisam ways over here. So normally we say, well, pikuach nefesh is deicha kol tera kula. Leisamid is deicha kol tera kula. So here, I have a leisamid of the saving the life of the mother is deicha kol tera kula. Saving life of the uber is deicha kol tera kula. So the saving the life of the uber is deicha the leisamid of the mother. Is deicha the hashava saved of the mother. Saving life of the mother is deicha the leisamid of the uber. Says the Rama, the what? There must be, but the Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says chayel koyim and chayel. What do you mean? On what basis? So Rav Chaim said the Rama understood that Chazal were teaching me another din as well. There's a new din of leisoch es eincha. Leisoch es eincha means that. In this case, I have to make a determination, like we've been speaking many times, who becomes the Roidev. The mother is living her life normally. She gets into trouble now because of the Uber. The Uber is the Roidev. Once the Uber is the Roidev, I have a new din, Lesoch Hezeincha. But without Lesoch Hezeincha, I'm stuck. That's Hezbein and Rambam. All right? And L'chor, what Reb Chaim is saying is the Rambam, once you see this pshat in Rambam, so you have no kashas. I mean, why didn't the Rambam say the Mishnah? The Rambam said the Mishnah said it. The Mishnah had to say it. Chayel Koyman has to mean this. Because Chayel Koyman is built on this Havana. Right? When the Gemara says, Mishamai Karadfa, that's the second part of the Mishnah. The first part of the Mishnah has to be understood this way. So all the cash where the Rambam got this from, not a problem. Only problem is that now we don't understand the second part of the mission. All right? V'zeu shekosav time mashu geroy devachar l'harga el lefizeh gan etz mishnah seinu tzerichin. Now we're stuck though, because demeyachay demishmai karad fila v'lehavi roid of klal v'shem yishum zeh sheyot tzerich sheinoygin boy loyimin shetidchan nafshi b'shvil nefesh ha'em. He says now you understand the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara is saying he's not a roidev. Lu yatzu is a roidev. Then even after they were born, at leisoches. I wouldn't say they both have the equal nefesh. The mitzorachiyim. But now we're stuck because we explained this so gavaldig and everything so wuchrach. Right? See how Rabbi Chaim built his argument. Right? Has to prove. First, he has to prove that it's a new din of pikach nefesh. And then he has to prove that you need a new din of pikuach nefesh. And he has to prove everything has a raya. V'chaybem, more numa, at least three rayas. But he didn't need three. One raya would be good enough, right? The only thing that's left is that then we're stuck. How are we going to explain mishamai karadfile? Okay, so I don't want to kill this. So, he's in ready, so we'll finish up tomorrow with the show.